Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you know what happened to me the other day? I was casually listening to Wrestling Observer Radio, because look at me, I am a massive wrestling nerd. And famed wrestling journalist Dave Meltzer casually went, oh, well, if Stone Cold Steve Austin does come back to WWE again for the second time at WrestleMania 39, he could probably fight CM Punk. I was just completely slack-jawed. This was said like, hey, who wants to go down to the canteen and have a biscuit? Now, all of this is based on speculation, of course, but doesn't it sum up 2022 that you can just drop these things and the basic reaction is shrug emoji? That's it. You just go, oh, yeah, well, I suppose, because everything is getting more nutty and nobody's doing anything about it. If you had dropped that a year ago, there would have been violence. People would have been so pumped. But when you actually do go into the rumor mill, it actually shows you that WrestleMania 39 could be insane. Why? Here's why. So we'll start with this bombshell. Let's make it very clear that we are still a long way away from this actually happening. And it all started when all of a sudden some very reputable sites started to go, oh, well, WWE has reached out to Steve Austin and said, oh, hi, would you like another match at next year's WrestleMania? And because he had such a good time at WrestleMania 38, he is going, well, I'm in better shape now. Yeah, I think I could do it again. And don't forget, Steve has always spoken the fact that back in the day, he was properly addicted to pro wrestling. So now it's probably been injected back into his veins. So he's a zombie. He'll also be well aware that Father Time is creeping up on him, so he may as well do it a few more times if he's able to. And of course, as soon as we do hear this, everybody starts speculating who his opponent should be. Some people say Goldberg, some people say, oh my gosh, we could do Austin versus Rock Part 4. I mean, there's Randy Orton, there's AJ Styles. You could do this all day. And sure, all of these are fine options, but then yeah. From nowhere, somebody took CM Punk's name and threw it into the canon, and we all just accepted it. Now, here are the facts as far as we know them, and we do need to talk about this. One, AEW still have CM Punk signed to some kind of a deal. Nobody knows if he's getting a buyout. Nobody knows if he's actually going to return to All Elite Wrestling. As I'm recording this, we are hours away from AEW's Full Gear pay-per-view. Maybe you get to MJF versus Jon Moxley and out walks CM Punk. Now, I very much doubt it, but go back to the start of this video. I am never saying never in wrestling again, because every time it comes out the water, slaps you and you look like a fool. And even if this does happen and he does get bought out, there's still going to be a non-compete in place, or so is the rumor once more. And you think Tony Khan's going to go, oh yeah, your rumor happens to end in April 2023. No, the first thing you're going to do is say that you cannot work that WrestleMania weekend because you want to try and protect your investment. It's just smart business. Because like him or hate him, Punk would be a massive draw and it would get people excited. But talking about the voice of the voiceless, right now, he's got injured tricep. And when you go through the timelines and try to figure out when he would be okay to work again, I think that early April date is pushing it. The last thing we need is any more injuries. In fact, from this point on, I want peaches, I want cream, and I want health, and I want happiness. And I don't care that I sound like a Care Bear. Maybe they were onto something. Let's say somehow we did sort all of that, though. We cross the T's and we dot the lowercase J's. We'd also need to get to the point where WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, made amends with CM Punk, and CM Punk made amends with WWE. And if you've gone through all the history, you know that is a massive milestone to reach, because even with Vince McMahon out the door, there is a lot of hate there. Like, a lot of hate from both sides. You're really going to have to build a bridge. Now, I will say that time does heal all wounds, and if CM Punk does have that wrestling itch again, he's probably going to want to have it scratched. But it's such a massive hurdle. At one point in time, I used to swan around going, oh, we'll never see CM Punk in WWE again. So now my reputation could be in the toilet. Who am I kidding? It's been there for years. Point is, let's just say we get to this space. Everything with AEW is sorted out. His injury is fine. He's made up with WWE. Do you know how crazy Stone Cold Steve Austin versus CM Punk at WrestleMania would be? Some individuals would actually bricks. I mean, just go and watch the interview they did together for the WWE 13 video game. And while you go silent, that was over 10 years ago, so what? They're the same people, they're the same individuals, they're still the same top-tier professional wrestlers. They would be able to reach into that and manifest it once again. And I know, certainly, I would be over the moon. In fact, I'd be doing backflips. Also, do not forget that wrestling is all about the star power and it's all about the moments. So even if they went in there, sat down, and started playing bingo, I'd still be going like, oh my gosh, it's Stone Cold versus CM Punk. Because listen to my words, it's Stone Cold versus CM Punk. And that would be enough to make the WrestleMania card bonkers. Honestly, I could have done a whole video on this. But of course, there's actually more. Because the long-rumored match for WrestleMania in 2023 is Roman Reigns versus The Rock. And here's what we've done now, just because we've heard it so many times. People go, okay, they're back to that shrug emoji again. Are you absolutely out of your mind? Dwayne Johnson is the biggest movie star in the world. I know when he came back before to fight John Cena, he was still pretty damn big, but I would argue he has grown since then. So if you were going to put him in a wrestling ring, that's a big deal. Can you imagine this too? On the Saturday night, given that WrestleMania is two nights now, you do Punk versus Austin, and then on the Sunday, you do The Rock versus Roman Reigns and potentially allow the head of the table, our tribal chief, to beat Dwayne. I mean, that's nuts. That's crazy. That's bonkers. That's proper where you just turn into a horse and water spits off your lips. This isn't the world that we should be living in, although I'm quite glad that we may get there. Look at the poster too. Rock, Austin, Reigns, Punk. I mean, I would have thought somebody made it a Reddit. There could be two other faces rammed onto this too, though, because again, the wrestling news canon is just going crazy. Because Logan Paul went on his podcast the other day and was all like, you know that injury I suffered at Crown Jewel? It wasn't as bad as we first thought, and there's some shenanigans out there that maybe John Cena wants a WrestleMania match. Well, John, I will take you up on that. Then he went and flipping text Triple H. Now, the main reason I want this is that we could build it John versus Paul. It sounds like the Battle of the Beatles. But this too has crazy mainstream crossover. Like, whatever you think about Logan Paul, he does have this massive popularity fan base he can tap into. And yeah, John Cena now also has stepped into the mainstream because he's gone all Hollywood. He's doing damn well. He's also some sort of wrestling savant, so I bet he would have a great match with Cena. You take these three matches, and Logan Paul versus John Cena probably wouldn't even be a proper main event. You'd have to put it somewhere else on the card. You are essentially going to tap into every single wrestling demographic that exists. You also bring in so much star power we may never recover, and I know it's all part-timers and nostalgias and legends, but let's not pretend that WWE hasn't been dining off that for the last, I don't know, 15 years. I absolutely love it. Also, isn't that the point of Mania? The spectacle and making it feel like the granddaddy of them all? And also from a selfish reason, I was at WrestleMania 38 and got to experience those two Stone Cold pops. And I tell you, I want everybody to be able to live through that because it may have been the best thing I've ever done in wrestling. I mean, I was gleeful. Now, of course, what will happen is that Punk and WWE won't make up at all. Steve Austin will decide he doesn't want to wrestle again, and The Rock will be too busy. But that's all right, because there's an easy backup plan here. You build to Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, and Cody is the guy to take the belt off of Roman. That would make me feel all warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. Or you could do it with Sami Zayn. But even I, the massive wrestling nerd, knows that's not as exciting as all the other stuff we've talked about. And as I talk to you today, there is a chance, even if it's just a 1% one, that all of that could actually happen. I mean, you'd get to WrestleMania 40, and WrestleMania 39 would be shouting out, oh yeah, what you got, big brother? And the answer would be nothing. Also, it's technically the younger brother, I screwed it up. Even better than this though, there's somebody else we haven't mentioned. If Austin does decide he wants another go around, you could do Austin versus Brock Lesnar, a match that has been teased for years. The only reason I do worry about this is that Brock may kill Steve. And after debating that in my head, no, I don't want to see it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.